Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keating.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Entertainment on Demand, starring Betty Davis as Joyce and Barry Sullivan as David. It's early evening, the Ramsey home in one of the more exclusive suburbs of San Francisco.
So before you get too comfortable, darling, you're going to run upstairs and get dressed. We're going to the Foster's for dinner.
Oh, must we, Joyce? I don't feel like going to a party tonight.
But we're expected, David.
Where are the kids?
He just left and called for us. We see them at the Foster's.
And Martha?
She's not home yet. Drink a drink, dear. We can't be late.
I can.
Ah, but you won't be. The Magersons are going to be there.
I don't know the Magersons.
You should. He owns about 6 railroads.
Joyce, don't you ever stop.
Looking after you, never. David, about Martha. I'm certainly going to have to tighten the reins. She brought that boy to the house this afternoon.
What boy?
Well, the one from college, the one she's been seeing.
Oh.
Well, David, he's impossible. His name is Polanski. Martha's 4 times as much trouble as Dee is. Of course, Dee has more instinct for the right thing and the right people in the first place. She's your daughter, too, David.
Hmm? Dee will do all that.
I was talking about Martha.
Oh, sorry. What's the matter with Martha?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Good.
David, you're the one I'm really worried about.
You are?
What's wrong? Is it your work?
No, it's not my work. And it's nothing to talk about anyway, not now.
Don't you think I know when something's troubling you? You can't hide anything from me.
Who said I was trying to hide anything?
You need a vacation. I think I shall insist that you go away for a while.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
Darling, what I'm suggesting is for your own good. You don't have to snap my head off, you know.
I'm sorry.
I just thought it would help. You're getting stale.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe everything else is getting stale?
You are in a bad way.
The kind of a life I'm living is stale. The parties every night, the job, the whole meaningless mess.
David, you'd better see a doctor.
The whole thing is wrong, and all your platitudes aren't going to make it right. Joyce, I'm sick and tired of it. I want a divorce.
David, I'm serious.
Maybe this isn't a good way or a good time to tell you.
Is there a good time to tell a wife that you're through with her?
Yes. Yes, when a marriage has lost everything it's supposed to have. When two people get as bored with each other as you and I are.
I'm sorry. Oh, David, I thought we had a good marriage.
We did. What we had is gone. Joyce, if I thought there was any hope for us together, I wouldn't suggest a divorce. That's the truth.
You haven't held me in your arms lately, have you, David? You never will again, will you? I think I'm being distasteful, don't you? I look at you and I try to find the husband I've spent my life with. And all I see is a man trying very hard to be polite.
Joyce, we're both adults. We can be reasonable about this, I hope. I won't go on living this way, and you won't change.
Oh, what is it you want, David? What is it you want that you haven't got?
I don't know.
But we have position. We have a family. We have success.
Success is the answer to everything for you, isn't it?
Yes, doing what you start out to do. That's what we've done, David.
I'm leaving here tonight. I'm sorry, George, but I think it's best.
Unhappy like this, it can't. A man walks out of a room, a door closes, and 20 years of marriage is destroyed in 20 seconds. How can a human being dismiss 20 years by telling you he's bored? I married you, David. It didn't matter that the whole country was in the depths of a depression. If you were a small-town lawyer without a single client, it didn't matter because we loved each other. Because we knew what we could do together. 20 years.
20 years.
I'd like to see Mr. Townsend, the lawyer.
My name's Swanson.
Mr. Townsend isn't in just now, Mr. Swanson. If it's important, I could get him. He's over at the courthouse.
It's important.
Will you tell me what it's about? I'm his secretary, Mr. Ramsey's and Mr. Townsend.
I've got a new process for making fine steel. I want him to set up a corporation for me. Only to get me some fatness, too. I'm going to make this Townsend a lot of money.
patents, you say? Do you, you know Mr. Townsend personally?
No, but they tell me he's smart, young, and honest. That's the kind of a man I want.
Well, patents are more in Mr. Ramsey's line. Mr. Ramsey, you know, is Mr. Townsend's partner. He's an expert.
Well, if he's an expert, maybe he's the man I want. Look, I've got just $20 in cash. I'm going to have to owe him the rest or give it to him in stock.
Oh, Mr. Ramsey wouldn't mind that.
Well, tell him I'm here.
If you'll just take a seat, Mr. Swanson, I'll have him here in 5 minutes. He's at the courthouse, too. 5 minutes, Mr. Swanson. I could have told Mr. Swanson that David Ramsey is my husband, but I didn't. I could have told him that Townsend and Ramsey were now working for the WPA. A new courthouse was being built and they needed day laborers. Anyway, a few hours later,
George, look, $20. $20, my first fee. But you know, it just doesn't make sense. Why did Swanson come to me? How did he happen to pick me?
Because you know so much about patents.
Patents? Who told him that?
I don't know, but you can study up on them. And he said he'd heard that you were honest and brilliant and hardworking.
Oh, I don't know whether to kiss you or this $20 bill.
Don't give it a second thought. I've never kissed a corporation lawyer before.
Swanson Steel Products Company. You like that name?
David Ramsey, Jr. Do you like that name?
Why Junior?
Because in September, that's what our son is going to be called.
George.
Dr. Nelson told me this morning.
But we can't, not the way things are.
Oh, but things are wonderful. Your first client, our first child, both on the same day.
But, Joyce, we can't afford a family.
Oh, we'll afford a family just fine. Oh, you're going to make money, David, lots of it. Oh, darling, don't sing the blues today. It's the biggest day of our lives.
Look at you. There's nobody like you, Joyce. Here I am. I'm scared to death, and you're as happy as a jaybird.
The baby is going to be a boy, turned out to be a girl. He named her Diana. And to help save money for all concerned, Robert Townsend had moved in with him. One night after dinner, I heard him talking to Dave.
No, I'm not kidding, Dave. I'm fed up. You got a client to keep you busy. You're a lawyer.
And what are you?
Pick and shovel, man, as long as the WPA will have me. I'm giving up the office.
No, Bob, you're kidding. Now, look, I can carry you over. This Swanson account is good.
You've carried me long enough. I'm quitting practice and getting a job.
Well, you don't have to make up your mind tonight.
Anybody home?
Oh, come on in, Mr. Swanson.
Hello, Dave. How are you, Townsend? Dave, take a look at these papers. Two steel mills in Detroit using my process to make steel. You've got to stop them right away.
Send him a telegram to desist. He'll take action.
I'll take action right now. Dave, you're leaving for Detroit tonight. Tell him we'll do them right down to their pants.
Who's going to Detroit tonight?
He is. Oh, hi, Joyce. How's the baby?
He's wonderful.
Just understand one thing, Dave. We're a small outfit right now, but we'll fight like a giant if anybody tries to rob us of our rights.
That costs money, Mr. Swanson.
All right, we'll spend money. Here. Let me know if you need more.
I'll tell them we'll sue for everything they've got.
That's the kind of a lawyer I want. No telegrams, no letters. Just go and fight.
You've got the right man, Mr. Swanson.
You bet your life I've got the right man, and I don't mind saying she's the little lady that got him for me. She didn't say he was her husband. She just said he was an expert on corporations and patents. So I played a hunch. I said, never mind, Townsend, give me Ramsey. Well, here's all the dope you need, Dave. Go and tell those dandruffs off. Night, Joyce. Nice seeing you, Townsend.
Oh. I'd better see if the baby...
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Joyce, can you explain what Swanson just said?
What is there to explain?
Did he ask for Bob that day he came into the office?
Yes, he did, but as neither of you knew about patents, I came over and got you. Oh, stop looking at me as if I were a thief. David, that was the day I found out I was going to have a baby.
Never mind, forget it.
But Robert, I just couldn't tell David that we were going to have a baby the way things were. I had to tell him something hopeful. I wanted him to want the baby.
Bob, look, we can work this out somehow. We can split Swanson's work between us. We can manage, Bob. We can straighten it out.
When I practice law again, I'll do it alone.
Bob, if you don't come in on this, I'll tell Swanson to get another lawyer.
Just tell him anything you like.
Robert, I didn't do it to hurt you.
I'll come back for my clothes tomorrow.
Bob, no, you can't just walk out of here.
Can't I? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
How could you do a thing like that to Bob? I'm going to call Swanson and tell him to get another lawyer. I'll tell him to get Bob.
He won't take him, you know that.
And he can hire someone else.
David, I meant no harm to Robert, but giving up the job won't do him any good. And it won't do you any good. It won't help anybody.
How do you think I can justify keeping it?
Because you need it. Because you get along with Swanson, Robert doesn't. Or you can make it up to Robert somewhere.
Joyce, you just don't do things like this to your best friend.
All right, David. All right. If you think Swanson will take Robert, give up the job. Oh, but if you don't, please keep it. Keep it so we can have hope for our future. Oh, I've never complained about washing and ironing and doing over old clothes and trying to manage and keep the baby looking nice. But one day is just like the next one to me. I'd like to look forward to something better for it. Maybe what I did was wrong, but I didn't mean it to be.
I know, honey, I know. I know things haven't always been what we'd like.
I just can't stand your thinking that
I'm sorry, George. I'm sorry I got sore. Everything you say made sense. Watson and I do click, but... Well, don't worry, honey. I'll square it with Bob as soon as I get back.
I'll see. Twenty years of making good, decent lives for each other and our children. And now David says he doesn't want the end now. That our marriage has lost everything it's supposed to.
Mother, is there anything the matter?
Oh, no, Diane. I didn't hear you come in, dear. I must have been dozing.
Mother, why didn't you and Dad come to the fort?
Well, I should have phoned. I suppose that something came up at the last minute, dear. Your father couldn't go. Did you have a good time?
It was a lovely party. Everyone asked for you. You will call Mrs. Foster, won't you?
Yes, I will be in the morning. Go to bed, dear.
Good night, Mother. I hope you feel better. Get a good night, please.
Yes. Maybe that's what I need. A good night.
Martha, I'm coming.
Isn't it a little early for the phone to be ringing?
Yes, it was a Mr. Drake from the newspaper.
You mean the man who writes the gossip column?
I don't quite know what he writes, Martha.
But what did he want?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you this, but as long as it will probably be in the newspaper, I might as well. Your father wants you to divorce him.
Mother, but why?
I don't know why.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Don't you have to do something? See him or...
Oh, I am not going to see him until he has time to come to his senses. The sudden impulse of your father's is not going to disturb our lives. He'll get over it, and the less we talk about it or think about it, the better it will be.
But if it's in the paper, people are going to ask questions. Jim will want to know.
Tell Jim or anybody else there's nothing to it, and now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go downtown and do some shopping. Oh, Martha, tell Anna I won't be back for lunch, dear.
Yes, Martha. You mean you're going to have lunch with Mrs. Brandon and Mrs. Gates?
And Mrs. Garrett, dear. You know, we always have lunch on Thursday.
But, Mother...
Don't look as if the world's collapsed. I told you before. It's nothing but a sudden impulse.
But why would Father want a divorce? Mother's been a perfect wife. Everybody knows that. She's never even thought of anyone but him.
I just can't believe it.
Not Dad and Mother. Mother won't divorce him. I know she won't. But she makes things of his at lunch. That's all they want to talk about. You don't have to worry about me. Do you know what you're doing?
Sit down, I ordered you a martini.
I need one.
You gathered that after reading Mr. Drake's column. Welcome to the sisterhood, dear. Oh, I hope you get a good man, dear.
Well, we're not at that stage yet.
I'll recommend a very able man. Fantastic. I think you will. This is a David Pay, and David...
Good pay.
But don't get a divorce. You'll get a separation. You pay your expenses, and you're still Mrs. David Ramsey, and not hold for life.
But you can go to get it over with. Think of all these facts, Charlie. Don't you get some money with ladies because he's faster and I think it.
And I think it. With you and your friends, maybe, but very amiable outside your own circle.
You have also looking for scandal, Edna. There is no other woman involved.
Really? Well, he's been seen with one quite often.
By who?
Pat, for one. Elsie here for another.
Well, tell her, Elsie.
Joyce, I don't know if it was anything at all. I just happened to mention it to Edna.
Yeah, we're all just as friends, aren't we?
Yes. Almost all men do things like this.
We got you over last month. Then you all married them.
What's
the kind of future women have to? You know, you've got a good look at her, dear. You can pay attention.
Besides, George told me it was none of my business.
You know, they stick together, these men. David isn't any better than the others.
But David couldn't be seriously interested in another woman.
So why did he move into the athletic club to build up his muscles? Don't be a
fool, dear.
Well, what did she look like? You know.
Quite nice. Well, I wouldn't say beautiful. She wasn't very young. If you'll excuse me, I have many things to do. I really must go. Now, George, keep Ted posted about this. Tell him I sent you.
Well, I'll come with you if you want company.
No, no, thank you, Edna.
Oh.
Well, all right. Well, I just want to find out if there is another woman and who she is.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Ramsey. That's why I asked Mr. Pinkham to join us. Well, Mr. Pinkham?
What's his first name?
It's just that I want to find out if there is any clue to all
this. His first name, please.
Mr. Pinkham, you understand, is an investigator.
David Anderson Ramsey. Anderson is a family.
His business.
He's vice president of Swanson Steel Products Company.
His club?
Devin Fitness Industries.
We'll check on it, Mrs. Ramsey. The bill for services will be sent to Mr. Preston. Miss Satisfactory?
You thought it was easy to see this. I haven't had any
experience.
Good day, Mrs. Ramsey. I'll tell you the report. Has he been doing? He's really very capable.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
But whatever you may find, I still believe that reconciliation is far more satisfactory than divorce.
Mr. Prescott, last evening my husband said he wanted to end our marriage. He doesn't want to be married to a man who doesn't want me. Of course, I still don't believe there's another woman.
Well, don't talk about it, then. Meantime, I'll call you as soon as I hear Mr. Pinkham.
Thank you. Hello? Yes?
Mr. Pinkham has a report in your house.
But what did he find out in 2 days' time?
I'm afraid it's the rumors you heard are true.
That there is another woman?
Last night, Mr. Ramsey was in the home of a Miss Eileen Benson. You know her?
No.
Well, while he had no right to be there still, there was nothing untoward in his conduct, but he was there.
Just who is your client, Mr. Preston?
Mrs. Ramsey, please. Well, I would allow Mr. Pinkham to continue his investigation. Perhaps.
Now, why should he get near the bridge?
I
said I want a divorce.
Very well, then. Give me a week. I'll pardon.
I'll be quite ready when you are, Mr. Preston. Thank you.
Two of Payment on Demand, starring Betty Davis as Joyce and Barry Sullivan as David. It's a moment later. Stressed and bewildered by the news her lawyer has just given her, Joyce Ramsey sits in her room, staring blankly out the window. A man going back to the early years of her marriage, to the day her second child was born.
Beauty.
David, let's call her Martha.
All right, darling, Martha.
And thank you for being Martha's mother. If I like the boy, you'll call him Adam.
First man in the family.
You have a full-size job right now supporting two women.
Oh, my kids, and you're so wonderful, women.
You better start making plans with the two we have.
I have plans, honey, big plans. First, Swanson Steel has closed the deal for the new plant at Homedale.
Why didn't you tell me?
You've been kind of busy the last couple of days, remember? Second, our home offices will be in San Francisco.
Then we'll be moving there.
That's third and most important. Between Homedale and San Francisco are some nice little farms.
We and we are going
to live in the country.
David, that's an impractical idea.
Why? Lots of people drive that far to work.
But I don't like it. I don't want to be stuck in some faraway patch in the woods. Never seeing anybody, never knowing anybody.
Joyce, I'm not talking about pioneering.
You get a nice little place, it'll be good for the kids, honey.
What's good about it? Who would they be? Farmhouse children? Farmhouse doorkeeper's daughter? Where would they go to school?
Things are making
things
that are important.
And they'll get a better idea of the values of life.
Yeah, values. Our children are going to have all the good things in life, all the things that you and I didn't have.
Well, we had enough. We turned out all right.
Oh, David, we have a chance to leave this place and move to a big city, and you don't see that it's important.
Well, a farm was just an idea.
A stupid idea, an imbecilic idea.
There's no need to get abusive about it, George.
Yeah. I guess we're both a little on edge. You know, I worried about you a lot, just as much as when Diana was born.
Hush you up, Andrew, because I know what a big man you're going to be. And I know you have much more of a chance to be brilliant if you're living among people who are doing big things themselves.
I'm just a hick at heart, honey. And the idea of a little place in the country seems kind of good to me.
Oh, David, later on we'll have a house in the country. But it'll be too young to bury us in the ground. You have a lot of living to do, David.
Sure. Sure, honey.
So we came to San Francisco, David, and we made friends. People like you who had been through the big things in life. Oh, I remember how proud I was that night when we were invited to the Sit down, Mrs. Ramsey. I've been wanting to talk to you all evening.
I've just been wondering what happened to David, Mrs. Hedges. He's in good hands, my dear. He's with my husband. Well, are you satisfied now?
Satisfied? I don't understand.
Oh, yes, you do. You've been angling for months to be invited here. Did you think I didn't know?
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, you've got all the property. But you think you agree? Talk to me about my clothes. Laughed at my jokes.
You're smarter than I thought you were, Mrs. Hedges.
Oh, I'm less subtle than I thought I was.
Your clothes are good, but you're a dull, big slut.
I wanted my husband to meet your husband.
Yes. They've done that. What's next?
If David may need financing, he may need business advice. If your husband likes you, he'll help you.
You are a ruthless clown, aren't you?
You won't be a nobody. You'll connive, manage, maneuver.
Do whatever's necessary.
And that's why I'm interested in my husband's career. You'd be nice to me, Mrs. Hedges. Oh, you know, Joyce. I can't help thinking how you remind me of myself at your age.
No wonder you recognize my technique.
Recognize it? My dear, I invented it.
Hey, how about letting me in on the joke?
Oh, dear me, no, Mr. Ramsey. It would spoil the whole thing.
Word about the party.
Mm, it's all right, I guess. Except
what, Doc?
I don't like snooty people.
Oh, David, I am simple. So what do you think of that make? The important thing is that they like it, and then the whole thing is that means something.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
If you're the only one who means anything to me, you will see.
Oh,
David.
Why are you such a good luck?
Yeah, we're lucky, George. We have everything in the world.
Not quite, darling.
It's 20 years old. 2 weeks ago, we had a visit. The unexpected.
Robert Townsend.
Robert, I'm nice to see you.
Didn't mean to barge in like this, but is there any place I can find David?
Oh, David, is he there?
Well, I don't know where I can reach him. Is anything wrong?
Well, just a business matter. George,
I know I haven't seen
you or David in almost 20 years.
I've been foolish about David. He's tried to sell legal work my way. I've
turned him down. Pride, I don't know.
Yes, yes, he told me. But what kind of trouble are you in, Robert?
I started a building and
loan association. I made some loans recently that, the examiners come in Monday, and I'm short about $15,000.
You don't know what to tell you. David's out of town, as I said, and I don't really know where he is.
Well,
I'm sorry I troubled you, Joe. Tell him I said
hello when he gets back.
I will, Robert, and him, Mother. Hello, darling. Well, if you change your clothes, Daddy, you know you're on a trip. What are you doing, Martha?
Looks like David doesn't
see you. Yes, he does. I'm awfully sorry, Robert. I can't see it anyway.
Oh, that's all right, Joe. Bye.
Mother. That man you were talking to before.
Oh, that's someone your father used to know. But you said Daddy was away on a trip. I didn't mean a long trip. I just meant a trip to the country.
How about a welcome home kiss?
Hi, Daddy. Have a good game.
Terrible. Now, what's this all about?
Completely unimportant. Except that he said I looked like you.
Who insulted you in that satisfaction?
It was no insult. He was not.
Oh, who's she rattling about this time?
Robert Townsend came to see him.
Bob? Why didn't you phone me, George?
Well, I didn't want him to annoy you. Darling, please take your feet off that chair.
What did he say?
Oh, some tale of woe. He wanted to lend him some money. Oh, I don't know. David, he has to have a lot of money
he
by
must
Monday.
Be in a bad jam.
Well, he might be in less of a jam if you hadn't turned down every chance you offered him.
George, I think I'll drive up to Santa Rosa and see him.
David, have you lost your mind?
No, my memory.
You can't go tonight. We're going to the Clydes tonight.
You go to the Clydes.
David!
I'll be back as soon as I see you.
David went to Santa Rosa. He was gone all night. I was awake when he came in.
Pretty tired, Joyce. I'd rather not talk about it now.
You might at least have said you'd be sick of the phone and say you'd be out of here.
I didn't know if your car had gone off the road or what had happened.
What did happen?
Nothing.
Well, I suppose you saw Robin?
Yes, I gave him the money. I promised him more if he needed.
Well, you expect that you would.
You're a fool, David. Your responsibility is not to Robert Townsend, but to me and your family. Our marriage is a partnership.
It was a partnership, and we cheated Bob, too. Now we've paid him back.
Oh, then it was Constance money you gave him.
Call it whatever you like.
I'd rather call it what it is, a traditionism to the savior of
mankind. No sense in trying to save a man like that, David. There's nothing to him. There never was anything to him.
You hate people who
are strong and successful, don't you?
I hate seeing you make it easier for yourself. It is that I've had to do.
You step of the way without meaning to nothing, and then you
say you wouldn't be able to afford a conscience or to help your siblings.
Climbing friends, so called.
When are you going to come to your senses? When are you going to find out that there's something to life besides getting things?
David, I have never done anything in my life that wasn't for you and your daughter.
Get away from me before I tell you the truth about yourself.
David, this is me. Maybe you should tell me the truth.
Joyce. Oh, I'm too tired. Besides, there's no use talking.
What did he mean that night he met you there? The truth about me. What truth to the man? That's all I really think I've ever done is to try to... Mother? Gentlemen, come in.
Come in.
I didn't even know you were home till Anna told us.
But you're all alone.
Just with us. Jim wants to take us all out to dinner.
Well, that's very sweet of Jim, dear, but I don't think so.
Please, you, Mother. You and he could get to know each other.
And no, no, I'm afraid I'll be surprised, Martha. Besides, I can't stand the sort of faces you see.
Oh, no one pays any attention to a paragraph in Drake's file.
Though your father thinks I'm a fool.
You mustn't say that, Mother.
I wouldn't say it unless I knew what I was talking about.
Mother, don't upset yourself like this. You've had quarrels before.
This is not a mere quarrel, Dee.
Perhaps it is, Mother. Martha, what do you mean by that remark? I think people who love each other understand each other.
I understand your father.
But don't make me so different to see. You know, I was sitting inside that it was all beautiful.
I was lasting.
And I suppose to be one of those people who say, of course we're divorced, they seem very good friends. I won't see that.
I won't be a hypocrite as well as a fool.
You'd rather be alone now, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, see, I would.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. Please, I'm going to see you.
I'm sorry, Dad. I don't mean to bother you at your office,
oh,
but
forget
I...
forget it. There's never know you're here.
No, not exactly. I guess you think I'm a fool.
Dad, I don't want you to think I'm interfering or taking sides.
Please, don't ask me to talk about it. Going into it with you, well, I don't think it would be helpful.
I don't want you to, Dad. All I want you to try and do is... Well, if you could hear from Mother, if she writes you a letter or something,
don't be too critical of what she says.
Don't get to hate each other.
No, we won't hate each other. Maybe this is just a solution to a problem. The only solution.
Mother doesn't realize that. It's as if the floor is falling out from under her. She's all mixed up there. Just don't get so sore at each other that I can't see you both whenever I want
to. You won't ever do that, though, baby. Not if I can help you.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, honey. And don't forget, if there's anything you need, you know where to find me.
I won't forget that. Bye.
Yes? Miss Jensen, thank you. Put her on. Eileen? Good. I'm glad you can make it. I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock.
What time is it, David?
Oh, a little after 10. You want me to go, Eileen?
Thank you. You sure you like me sitting here listening to music?
That's exactly what I like. Is music like that ever make you feel lonely?
Lonely crazy, it does. Do you?
Me? Yeah. It's hard to say what I mean or even how I feel right now.
No one explains what music is. Nobody should tell it to you, would you?
If you like it, leave it alone, huh? I'm trying to find out why.
That's me. But maybe I'm just too lazy to worry about it.
You know something? You're very good for me, Adam.
I like being with you, David.
I like you. I like your pictures, your books, the things you're interested in. The way you talk about things, I don't know, I just like it.
See? Oh, is it just because you're not my only friend? Can you... David, look, there's no time to... No, don't.
But he had a camera. He took a picture of it. Look, he's running down the fire escape. Eileen, I've got to get that camera.
You'll never catch him.
Martin, you'd learn she'd have a pilot detective following you. Eileen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be here.
We both knew that.
But don't you know what this means? If it gets out, it'll cost you your job at the university.
It'll cost you more than that with yourself. I can't let that happen.
I'm sorry it happened, David, but what can we do?
We can get married.
After the divorce, we can get married.
Would you have asked me that?
I'm asking you now.
Let's see, you thought for me, I think. But I don't think I'd want you to marry me just because of my secret.
You will have to stand this alone and those people.
No, they won't. They may try, but they won't. You don't really need me. You never need me. Please. Please don't go. I'm sorry, Cinder David, but it is.
Eileen.
Good night, David. Goodbye.
Famous Wrong the Man, starring Betty Davis as
Joyce and Barry Sullivan as David.
Days have gone by. Joyce and David Ramsey are face to face again, brought in an atmosphere of bitterness and discrimination. As the two lawyers politely argue the terms under which a marriage will be destroyed.
Now then, Mr. Barton, you
said you had a definite proposal as to a property settlement.
Each of us has a list of all things of value owned by the contestants. If the amateur proposes that out of his contract, the trust fund be set up for the minor child, Martha.
Martha alone?
Well, the older girl, I understand, is about to be married. That would seem to assure her security, Mrs. Ramsey.
Obviously, marriage is not provided as a matter of security to anybody. The trust fund has to be large enough to cover both children.
Do you agree, Mrs. Ramsey?
I think
Mrs. Ramsey's point is well taken, gentlemen.
Very well, make it a joint question.
It is. Mrs. Ramsey, my client feels that he wants, of his own free will and without a court order, to give you one half of all his possessions, security, plants, and property. A very generous offer.
I will just take my son.
But why?
It is not enough.
Well, I think that even Mr. Prescott will tell you that no court will possibly award you this generous property.
It is customary, Mrs. Ramsey.
I'm not even seeing that it's customary as that the court will award me. I'm only interested in myself and my children.
Will you make a counter proposal?
Yes, if you will leave me alone with Mr. Ramsey.
I will. Very well. Inspector, shall we withdraw?
Just call when you're ready.
Well,
I am prepared to file Stephen to learn how the invention is correspondent. I have all the evidence I need.
I thought I knew you, George, but I guess I didn't.
You know me now.
I didn't expect you to blackmail me.
I didn't expect you have to, David.
I just can't believe this is you. You're a civilized, decent...
civilized? I'm being a punitive, a goofy.
You want everything?
You set the price for not having your new lab dragged to the muck of a sensational divorce. You set the price for not having her family, her friends...
know what she is? You tell me what it's worth to me to be civilized.
Or I'll show you how uncivilized I can be with her.
Come in, gentlemen.
Give her anything she wants, Barton.
All of it or any part of it. Now, is there anything more or can I do to you? Whatever.
I'm the custody of Martha Algeri.
Martha, will you come here, please?
Hello, Martha.
Hello,
Martha. A young lady of your age, in the case of a case, is entitled to select the terms, isn't
she? Was to select. You must know that you are wanted by both your mother and your father. The decision is up to you.
I want to live with the one I think will need me. I've thought a lot about him. I'll live with him.
Well, I do.
And say goodbye to Diana.
Does this mean it's all over, maybe? Yes, Mr. President,
Mr. President, I should like to go away. I'd like to be honest with you. It would be advisable. Long cruise, perhaps, after. I'll tell them
to get you a special picture. Of course. I'll be happy to make any
arrangements. Thank you. It doesn't matter. Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed. Perhaps. Only for all that is not a secret.
Well, what did she say?
I don't know. I'm just reading it. Not much, really. The weather's been pleasant. The people aboard ship are rather dull. Jamaica was terribly hot, and she thinks to call on Mrs. Hedges when the ship gets to Port-au-Prince.
Who's Mrs. Hedges?
Hedges?
Oh, yes, I think she's someone she used to know.
Oh, they have that big house...
Wait a minute. There's a very charming Englishman who boarded this ship in your day.
Rather
attentive. And it does have to have convenient company now and then. It's in all good.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Anthony Tunley. However, I'm sure no one finds me very sociable these days. And just not in the mood. Please tell me that the next time.
For 6 hours, the captain suggests all passengers be back by about 4 o'clock, and there's a carriage waiting for us at the end of the dock. Now, what else can we do for you?
Oh, well, I'm coming to make you completely happy.
Oh, exactly my plan. Where shall we go from?
Are you sure you want to come with me? You're not just being nice to
go. Of course I want to go. Who is she? What's her name?
Oh, Mrs. Wheeler. She sounded so eager when I telephoned, I just couldn't get out of it.
Old friend?
Yes, a very kind of old lady I knew years ago. She came to her at 55 to stay. I couldn't understand.
Oh, so there's a little curiosity in the tree, I can't
believe. I'm afraid there is.
Joyce, after we got in New York, then what happened to you?
I don't know. I may stay there for a while.
Well, that sounds promising. I shall be there at least a month.
But you'll be involved, business friend.
Not too involved.
Very involved. Let's call on Mrs. Hicks.
Ramsey, my dear.
Emily, it is so good to see you.
You're looking there, very rare. You're the first of these with us. Emily, this is Mr. Kenny. Mr. Kenny. Yes.
I'm so happy to meet you, Mrs. Hedges.
Really? Oh, now, where's Arthur?
Oh, I'm here. I'm getting a drink for your friend.
Thank you, dear. Arthur's a poet. He's writing a history of the island in iambic verse. Don't worry.
I won't let him read any of it to you.
Well, how's the cruise?
Very restful.
Oh, what a pity. Restless for surrender to boredom, I might think. A shame for surrender.
What a charming face you have, Emily.
Oh, wonderful. You don't have to go outdoors.
You know the course, Mr. Tanger?
I've been here a few times on business.
Well, Mr. Tanger is also in business, Emily, in England.
You don't say. I've never been up in England. Arthur, Mr. Tanger is in the airplane business. €1 million.
I said €1 million. It was photographed. But I
know it's a little bit. Oh, yes, in the ceiling, in fact. Would you like to see it?
Yes,
I would. Don't do it. Is it
good? Yes, sir. Now we can have a chat. I don't want to hear a thing about home, not one word. I'm going to hear the boss become final. The first of this month. What's it? Have I changed much? Love it, darling. Thank you.
I know I have.
What do you think of Arthur?
Oh, I think he's very well.
He's fantastic, isn't it?
Is that what you want,
Mr. Tate? That's the best he did, can't
you? Handsome. Arthur's my protege. Without me, he'd be too smart to go to work.
It's good to have someone around who can be grateful to you and help you up the stairs when I think too much. Emily, don't trust that. Frightened, Joyce?
It's a bad thing to be lonely until you do something about it.
Joyce, I had a dog, then I had a lady companion.
Now I have Arthur.
I don't know what I have next. Emily, why didn't you marry again?
5 years ago, I thought I might, but nobody asked me.
And the ones I asked, oh yes, I did that too. They never came back.
Be careful, Joyce. When a woman starts getting old, time can mean an avalanche. And loneliness, everyone.
I don't think that will ever happen to me. That one? Musician?
He's very nice.
Very nice. Yes, I'm talking to Christmas, please. Please sit down. I only sent you out so the choice
and
I could
chat. Emily, we really have to go along. I have to stop you to be Mr. Kennedy. Has some people to see.
Oh, must we? I'm afraid so, dear.
I can drive them into town.
They have a carriage, dear boy.
You can fetch me a question. Can you read your poetry to me?
Goodbye, Joe.
Pleasant journey.
Now, how about some tea?
I'd love it.
I'll make it myself. I had a special dinner. So you had it in my cabin.
Fine, I'll just stop you through that.
Now, Mr. Gordon, I have a radio room for you.
Thank you. Phil and I should be married on the 10th. Can you be here?
Love, Mom.
Will there be any timing?
No, not.
This is my specialty.
It's a picture that, too.
Yeah, there's a picture of everything that one does well. What are you looking at?
The model on the table is lovely. One of your friends.
No, that's my son. He drives one like that almost every day. What is that sort of ship?
She's my daughter.
And your daughter's 5 feet.
Well, when her mother left her. She's
dancing.
But why not his family?
Part of the time, and her mother doesn't like it.
Do you take
children? No, I'm like it. Then both children live with their mother.
Well, they do
when I'm away, but when I get home, they usually leave the place to my wife and me. That way, it gives us a chance to become acquainted again.
I had no
idea you were such a family man.
Well, I am in my way, but I don't talk about them much when I'm driving. It makes you rather lonely when you think of home and you're not there.
Yes, it's
right. So I think of other things and do other things to keep from being lonely. You lead two lives, one at home and one away from home.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, not terribly hard. As a matter of fact, it becomes rather pleasant if you have to live that way.
Thank you so much for the tea.
Oh, well, change the plan.
Yes, I have to try to leave you to the third sales. I have a radiogram from one of my daughters after I was
married, and then on home.
Oh, nothing serious,
is it? It's serious enough to make me have to leave it.
And you won't be in New York
anymore? No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, that's nothing. I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
darling.
You're the last person in the world I expected to see. You didn't answer my radio again.
You did, my dear. I'm sorry.
But here I am.
Oh, thank you.
Now, come on upstairs. I'm right in the midst of party.
We're taking the plane at 6 o'clock.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
The doctor. He has a job there. He's talking about education.
We'll live in Omaha, of course.
Oh, I don't know where yet. It's a shopping appointment last week.
Oh. Is it to be a home wedding, dear?
No, it's to be home. But the wedding party will be here. And then we'll all go out
to the airport.
Did you notice the decorations?
Yes. I didn't know if I were in the right house or not.
I'm so sorry. You nearly died, but they were having so much fun. Joe's mother was coming.
You are happy, I forget. Miss God, that happiness keeps it safe. Make sure that it's forever. Married.
Oh, mother. I want you to be happy today, too.
Well, you're not much like me, Martha. You never were. That's one thing in your favor. You know where Phyllis is?
Oh, yes, I do.
Don't try to make him into something else. You love a man and you lose him. You may think it will make you an individual again. You may think that being alone will make you a person. It doesn't make you a lover.
Mother,
no, I don't. Room up here. Oh, Mother doesn't. She tell her daughter something on her wedding day.
Mother, Dad came today. Will that make it awkward? I didn't expect you.
No, Mom. I do think perhaps you should phone him, though.
He's living in Santa Rosa now.
Living there?
He's back in his old law office with Mr. Townsend.
Living there?
No.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yes, and he's fine.
A wonderful time. Phil and I went up to see him last week.
And he took us on a tour of the town. Sightseeing trip.
And there wasn't much to see, if I remember.
But there is, we say. Oh, Saturday, the 64. Goodbye,
Dad.
Goodbye,
Dad.
Goodbye,
Dad. Have a good life, Father. Take care of it.
Help
you, Joe. Would you like me to drive you home?
Yes,
sir. I can get Diana
out of here. Oh, why is she going to do that?
All right, I'm not driving you home. Come on. There's no need to cry over Martha's life.
I have really more than used to cry. I'm crying because I've been so miserable since the last time I saw you. I never knew how much a part of you I was. I know how badly I've acted. I was scared to first tell you, and later on, I was more afraid of the truth.
What do you consider the truth?
That we had lost everything in our marriage, and it was my fault that we lost it.
When did you find that out, sir?
When I realized that you had told me the truth, that it wasn't someone else. Another woman.
George, could we find what we had in the beginning
if we tried again?
I want you back.
I've never wanted anything so much. You're always suffering. You sure you're not saying this because you can't? Don't decide tonight. If you still feel the same way tomorrow, or the day after, or any time, I'll be with you.